Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. And thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. And I thank the Most High indeed for this opportunity. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all. I thank you all again for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me directly that for his cause, I have some very important things for him. The cause of his people, the cause of the salvation, the reconciliation of his people that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. I said some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection. Yes, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High, His word, my brothers and sisters, endures forever. His word, my brothers and sisters, shall endure unto all ages. His word, whether men are willing to hearken to it or not, will still yet accomplish all that for which He has sent it. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have that expectation. For it is they, my brothers and sisters, who know to wait for, seek after, diligently pursue the exceeding wisdom of the Most High, that will not be caught in the snares of so many false prophets, declaring partial, vain, unacceptable testimony. It is those who know to seek the Most High, those who know to seek Him beyond all the variant differences, debate, doubt. It is of many nations. Like I said, 280 nations, 45,000 denominations. My brothers and sisters, we must know if we are wise. I said we must know that if we are wise, the Most High declares unto His name far greater. I said a far greater sense of what is honor true unto Him than that. In fact, the scriptures tell us if there's any strife and divisions among us, it's because we're functioning after the intrusions of this world and not after His Spirit. Check it out for yourself. Find out what's there. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. It tells us, my brothers and sisters, in 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, that in the name of the Most High, we must all be one, speaking the same thing. No divisions. Well, my brothers and sisters, when we look around us, is that what we see? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that a multitude of diverse representations claiming to be true to the will of one is not, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that miscreant set of differing ideas, intentions, is in fact, my brothers and sisters, not the word of the Holy Spirit, not the work of the Holy Spirit. In fact, my brothers and sisters, is not the finished work of the gospel at all. Most High commanded, Messiah responded, saying that the gospel is that kingdom will, Most High declared from on high, must be declared to all the nations. And all the nations, my brothers and sisters, must respond wisely according to the will of one. And that alone is the gospel of peace. You might find it interesting, my brothers and sisters, but there's something very critical that can be easily understood about the nature of the kingdom of the Most High for those who are willing to receive it. There's something to be understood, for instance, about the word that is used and translated as heaven. I said the word that is used and translated as heaven, as it comes from the Hebrew, the word Shemayim. I repeat, the word Shemayim. Those of you who would listen to the sound of that word, who have some knowledge of what the Most High called the utmost command of all, the greatest command of all, the Shema, the command that all Israel is to hear, to respond to walk after wisely, to obey, to listen to, and to understand diligently, precisely. The word Shema means that command, hear, O Israel. The Most High, our Most High Yah, Almighty, Elohim, He is one. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that all who would be called by His name must be careful not to defile or intrude upon His name in any way, in such a manner that it would defile or misrepresent Him in any way. Meaning, we all who would be called by His name must be converted, We must, after the spirit, my brothers and sisters, transcend all the presumptuousness of the flesh. Every lie, every misrepresentation must be overcome. We must indeed, my brothers and sisters, be what the scriptures call born again, which is to truly be born, if you will, like born a second time. We must mature in the gifts of the Spirit. I said we must mature in the gifts of the Spirit. That not after any form of spiritual immaturity or depravity, but after a finished work acceptable unto the Most High, we shall in all things be found true unto Him. Because the scriptures tell us well that if we in any way deny any part of the law of the prophets, or allow anyone to seduce us, to deny any part of the law of the prophets, the scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, we shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. In other words, either we seek all His will, or we not even are worth considering unto the hope of salvation. Hope of salvation is that we awaken beyond all the misconceits of man. That we discern indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is the true principles of the kingdom of Yah. The Most High says, has forsworn that those who will not learn His ways will not enter into His rest, will not enter into His kingdom. So when we hear the word, my brothers and sisters, Shema, Shemayim, Shem, let us discern what they mean. Understand, my brothers and sisters, Most High has forsworn that all who will be true to Him, all who will be called the true children of Abraham, must seek His perfect will. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is written in this wise, Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our Most High, is one. That we must love and must seek Him. I said, seek the truth of His name. Seek of all that is rightly representative of Him, that consecrates reverence for His honor with all our minds, all our hearts, and all our souls, even unto all that is His will. We are commanded, my brothers and sisters, we must do this. The most sacred command of all. For the good of our brother, we might love our neighbor, even as ourselves. That we all, who would be true unto Him, should not think, my brothers and sisters, by any respect competitively, but should think, my brothers and sisters, each man for the good of his brother. Think about it. On the Day of Atonement, blessed practice. On the Day of Atonement, my brothers and sisters, all Israel, every soul was told to humble himself unto the will of the One Most High, or else it did not portend a very good year. But for those who would keep the covenant, I said a covenant, an agreement in the Most High, would seek that we all discern beyond ourselves what is His will, it'd be a time, my brother, the Most High swore unto those who would keep His commands, that there would be a blessing. My brothers and sisters, He did not by any means say that if we did not seek the fullness of His will, that we would be accepted before Him. But in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, of people that will not seek to be true to His will in all things, reverent of the Most High, well, the Scripture says, the Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 13, we all must examine ourselves to see if we are all of the same faith. And if not, the offering we offer is rejected, reprobate, counted without discipline. For my brothers and sisters, if we dare to say that all these variant differences among men are true to the Holy Name, we have insulted the Most High. One scripture says that though we be scattered among the nations, and I said scattered among the nations, not only the nations, but a multitude of denominations, all declaring something different in the Holy Name. We must know that our perseverance and steadfast in the Most High must overcome every manner of provocation, every manner of contention, to bring forth unto the Most High a collective perfect work unto Him. And if any man be double-minded, desirous, my brothers and sisters, not for the solidarity and the firmity of that absolution. The scriptures tell us, according to the book of Jacob in the first chapter, let not that man think he receive anything. I said, let not that man think he receive anything, as worthy to receive anything from the Most High. But why would the Most High, my brothers and sisters, offer a gift unto salvation unto a people. I said the gift unto salvation, the gift of knowing his ways, gift of deliverance and discretion beyond the immature, misconceits, spiritual immaturity of this world. Why would he offer an opportunity for men to transcend it all if they are vowed not to? He said, if any man be double-minded, what about your politicians, my brothers and sisters? It's amazing to think about it, but what did the politicians command? What are the politicians forsworn to do? They command, my brothers and sisters, that all walk after the various constraints of state when the government governing so-called constitutions of no nation on this earth are entirely true to the commandments of the Most High. They command then men to walk after hypocrisy, lesser rule, less than the fullness of the Most High has intended. Compelling men, my brothers and sisters, even flattering men, seducing men, oftentimes not to discern or see what is the greater will of Yah, not to revere what is the greater will of Yah. Compelling men, again, my brothers and sisters, I said, to function as hypocrites, choosing not to discern what all the Most High declared, that they might exalt themselves. Like I said, it's what I've said so many times in this show. It's kind of like what happened in the Garden of Eden. The adversary seduced Adam and Eve. To think that if they turned aside from the command of the Most High, that they themselves could be like gods and be like kings to dictate in their little corner, territory of the world. To dictate the rule over the land. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, would maintain such illusion. And what I mean by maintain such illusion, maintain the pretense that there's no rule greater, would maintain, my brothers and sisters, so they thought for themselves, rule in this world. But my brothers and sisters, man divides up the world, each one declaring his own standard as if it were perfect, his own standard as if there was no need to seek anything greater. My brothers and sisters, the intrusions of the carnal mentalities of men, the intrusions of the ideas of the so-called principalities and powers, my brothers and sisters, does not result in man discerning what indeed is the true church. It's not an institution anymore, my brothers and sisters, that brings men out of the world that itself is worldly. And we must discern, my brothers and sisters, that there's a huge difference between the kingdom of heaven and the rule of this earthly, worldly confusion that is called Babylon. I talked a little earlier about this word Shemayim, which relates to the kingdom of heaven, my brothers and sisters. Why do I say it? Look in your Hebrew. The Hebrew word Shem actually relates a name. Shem, Shemayim, think about it. Shema, the command, my brothers and sisters, that all must hearken to the name of wisdom, confirmation, become confirming seal, the wisdom, as I said, my brothers and sisters, the doctrine, the principles, of the one Most High. In fact, the very word for name in Hebrew relates also principles, even a law. So understand, my brothers and sisters, what then must be the kingdom of Yah? And let every man awaken to understand the implications. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of whoever it is then who will deny even the least precepts of the kingdom of Yah, else you shall in no case enter unto the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean? Look at the word, Shem, name, Shema. The law that all must hearken to the name of the Most High, the name with which the Most High seals his covenant. All must then hearken to the fullness of his covenant, his law, his principles, principles of the Most High himself. Shema Yim. Like the word Elohim. Elohim means the many, relates to many precepts, ultimately the many precepts of the one. The many, after the standard of the one. For real, my brother and sister, some have translated the concept of Lord of Hosts. It means that the Most High is the master of all who tremble at his word. So what does Shemayim mean? Also a word that could be translated as many, and could also be translated as people. It means, my brothers and sisters, that heaven, the kingdom of the Most High, is a kingdom of those who honor. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? The kingdom of those who honor the sanctity, consecration, the righteousness of the holy name. Messiah said, you're my friends. If you do everything that I command, you put down do. That concept that is there is to guard, maintain, and defend. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to defend all that is divine conscience. And as he comes as a guardian of the realm. How many understand the concept I'm trying to relate to you now? As a king comes as a guardian of the realm. A guardian of the precepts of the kingdom. A guardian of the testimony, the rule of the kingdom. So, my brothers and sisters, as he does, so must his people. We have to understand then, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom that men intend to say that by faith they seek to enter is not after the diversitudes of man, but after the perfect will of one. What then is this they call a church today? Like I said, 45,000 denominations and counting, 280 nations and counting, men on the feasts and the Shabbats, gathering in their respective institutions for teaching a different doctrine. My brothers and sisters, don't think even one time that the amalgam of this confusion shall the Most High accept as confirmed, stable, unto the truth of his name. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will seek the Most High, beyond all the contentions of men, beyond all the partialities, beyond all the pollutions, knowing that purity and completion offers but one choice, seeking all that is the purity of divine will, that my brothers and sisters, they may have occupancy to dwell in the kingdom of the saints. Ephesians 3rd chapter talks about the saints of those who seek together to comprehend to the height, depth, and breadth. Yes, to the height, depth, and breadth of all the Most High requires of his people. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One pure word beyond all else. One recognition of faith beyond all the debate and doubt of a multitude of misrepresentatives. Even to the full measure and stature of Messiah, not like those among the nations, alienated in their minds. It's a blessed concept, my brothers and sisters, to understand beyond the varying doctrines of men. To discern, indeed, what is the righteousness of Yah. What is the righteousness? What is the order? What is the command? What is the law that brings peace after the conscience that will be true to the command, true to the edict, true to the petition, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Well, my brothers and sisters, the main topic tonight, and I have to say that likely I will not be able with the time that is left to relate all that I could relate with regard to this topic, overcoming the mark of the beast, recognizing what is the mystery of the mark of the beast as it relates to what the scripture calls the city of destruction. At Isaiah 19:18-25. Much more, I'm sure, that could be spoken if I were to go down the full list of all that's said, for instance, at Isaiah 24 through the 27th chapter. A lot of verbiage there, between the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th chapter of Isaiah, as it relates to a very powerful scenario that is soon to come. What is related, my brothers and sisters, also is Zephaniah 2:15. I said Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6, and then 3:13 through 3:20 of Zephaniah. The scenario, my brothers and sisters, that is also painted. Examine the scriptures closely. Zechariah and the 9th chapter, particularly those first 10 verses. My brothers and sisters, also what the scriptures talk about, the great city Babylon. A Revelation in the 18th chapter. All these scriptures also corresponding to Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17. 16:12 to 21, 19:11 to 21. And my brothers and sisters, we'll only understand it in the context of the closing verses of the latter testimony. Revelation 22. Revelation 22, 10:12 through 21. All these scriptures again and again, my brothers and sisters, relate that the Most High has a plan. Isaiah 66:1-6, 6-15 relates it. We find much of it at 24th chapter of Isaiah, 10th to 16th verses. Numbers 24:14-19. Repeating again and again, the Most High will send Messiah to expose all that is the injustice and hypocrisy of a systemic lie that has ruled over the minds and hearts of men, pronating men oftentimes not to seek the greater truth of the Most High, for being bribed after mass fatal flattery and illusion. Well, what do I mean by that? Scriptures speak of what is called the mark of the beast in Revelation 13th chapter. There's a parallel of Isaiah 30. Vincent was called Egypt, the beast that sits still. As men taking counsel but not from Yah, adding sin to sin, seeking shelter under the shadow of Egypt. Egypt is another symbolic example of what is Babylon, my brothers and sisters. Polytheist culture. Isaiah 47 says in the last day, that Babylon will be exemplified by a system that swears by the name of the Most High. Isaiah 47 says it. Swears by the name of the Most High, says that he is one, but is wearied in a multitude of his corrupt ways. Its wisdom, its corrupted wisdom, has deceived the people, not to see the greater wisdom, not to see the greater perception, greater wisdom of Yah. Causing me, I'm quoting Isaiah 48, swear by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And this, as an offering, the Most High said he would not accept. But his people must be refined after his will, even what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. It's all there in Isaiah 48. That the hand of Messiah himself will come, saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I, to show you the way that you should go. For the Most High has sent me, he said. Most High has sent me with his spirit. That me and my brothers and sisters understand what the Most High declares as the foundation is an eternal statute, as an eternal sense of what is guidance. As an eternal sense, my brothers and sisters, what is life and peace? All the differences we see in the world are a result of man not being true to what the Most High declared from the very beginning, irrevocably eternal. Well, so much scripture in the Bible speaks again and again about Messiah appearing at a city, my brothers and sisters, that is in so many ways a miniature example of all the diversitudes and contentiousnesses of a whole world. Think about it. If in one city, you have the examples, or the misexamples, if you will, that men have called denominations, the cultural, social, and pseudo-religious ideals of all the nations, at one city, the scripture speaks about a nation, they'd be very much considered like the same. Scripture said that city was, that nation would see a great light. It's a nation of many peoples, it said in Isaiah 9. Well, in the midst of that city, the scripture talks about a city it's called the five cities. Well, Sodom and Gomorrah was more than one or two cities. It was Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and Zoar. Look at Genesis 17. Well, excuse me, Genesis 14. First four verses, Genesis 14. That this city is considered like a five-city metroplex in itself relates to being this five cities comprised as one. It means, my brothers and sisters, that these cities, having variant kings, variant districts, various concepts of rule in one city, means you have a lot of diverse ideas of a lot of different people, all close together in one place. No matter, in other words, no telling whose ideals you might have to deal with from day to day. Oftentimes you would not know. Scripture calls it a merchant city in both Isaiah 24, also my brothers and sisters, at Zechariah 9, also my brothers and sisters, at Revelation 18, which is about the great city of Babylon. Great city of Babylon could be likened to what's related to Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, as the city of confusion. Where the scripture talks about when that city, in that city's destruction. Did you hear me? At that city's destruction, men would cry out from one end of the earth to the one end of the earth to the other. Many knowing to rejoice in the revelation of Messiah, even the righteous one. Isaiah 19:18 talks about that city in the midst of the land of Egypt. Wow, how much of this needs to be correlated? Hosea 11:5-12 talks about that Egypt is not to the south of Israel. But if you look at the collective nature of the scriptures, Isaiah 9, Hosea 11 talks about a great nation across the sea to the west, a nation of many nations. And Egypt, my brothers and sisters, what is symbolically Egypt to the west. A system that desires to keep all under the ideals of Pharaoh, not discerning, in fact, the righteousness of Yah. Scripture Isaiah 19:18-25 talks about that city. It talks about it, swears by the name of the Most High. It still speaks the doctrines and the ideals of Canaan. The heathen, my brothers and sisters, that were in the land before Israel was sent by the Most High to claim it, to consecrate it unto the will of one. In the days of Moshe, children of Israel and bondage. Cried out to the Most High because of their oppressors. Well, the scripture says the same would happen. When humanity begins to realize the multitude of diverse ideals that many call, that have been called rulership by men, had only been unto continual confusion, oppression, the people being exploited in many ways. So they cried to the Most High because of the oppressors, and he would send them a savior, a great one, a defender, and that he would deliver them. Isaiah 59 speaks of them. In the 19th, the 21st verse, said he would come as a savior for the sake of those who had turned from transgression in Yaakov. How about turn from all the variant hypocritical misrepresentations that men have established for there to be an absolute rule established on this earth to declare indeed what is peace after the wisdom of one. Surely all the misrepresentations must be exposed. That's what the scriptures actually mean in the book of Isaiah, the 41st chapter, where it relates, my brothers and sisters, that it is they who wait for and seek the Most High beyond all the miscreant standards of men that should be renewed under strength, meaning that it is the variant rulers of the earth that Messiah must expose that have scattered and weakened the spiritual acumen, or, if you will, spiritual strength of his people, leaving them indiscriminate, confused, and many times, my brothers and sisters, quite confused and knowing it not. Or being unwilling to admit it. Messiah spoke to Israel 2,000 years ago, and those who would not hear, he still said, if you're my disciples, you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. People said, we are the sons of Abraham. Never been in bondage to any man. Just to say they would not recognize that they had been deceived, deluded, to walk after the will of another under other rulers. As I said so many times on this show, Messiah comes for the express purpose, because the Most High is not pleased with the rule or the administrations of any of the institutions of man upon this earth. Messiah, awakening to the truth, even the truth, my brothers and sisters, that for many generations, man believing that his directive was to walk after the various churches and all their differences. Doesn't even make sense. Most High is one, but they say you should walk after and compromise yourself after the differences of a multitude of institutions that say they are the church, but are divided. My brother says the true gospel is not divided. The scriptures tell us, if any man preach any other words, if it were the gospel, how about after seeking to persuade men and their differences, as well as the one Yah, this is not service unto the one Most High. It's Galatians in the first 8 verses. Well, think about it. Remember I spoke earlier about the scriptures talk about that city. It is a merchant city. Some scriptures call it the city of confusion, meaning it has a fused together multitude of contradicting ideals. Yet they would call it a social coalescence, a city. Some scriptures call it the city of destruction. The city would be torn down. Same thing, my brothers and sisters, written in Isaiah 25, 1 through 3. Speaking of this as a plan of the Most High, I said 25, 1 through 3 through 10, Isaiah, saying the plan of the Most High is to see the destruction of that city. How about that immature, unrighteous, treacherous, hypocritical social miscoalescence? That all the nations should realize that this confusion that men have obliged is by no means before the Most High acceptable. Revelation 6:12 speaks of the same. Great earthquake. That earthquake at a city that's mentioned in Revelation 16:12-21. The verbiage is very similar. Revelation 16:12-21. So what happens at that city, my brothers and sisters, in this destruction? Result, my brothers and sisters, in a tidal wave report across the whole world, caused all the nations of the earth to tremble. Amos 3rd chapter speaks the same. Because a higher righteous, even the righteous of the Most High, is being addressed to all the world. Kings realize time for the game is over. Kings running for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb. And he will sit upon the throne, for the day of his wrath has come. Who shall be able to stand? Meaning that the rulers have dealt very treacherously. They have not taught the people what they should have. Scripture relates again and again about this one called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east. One who's called the son of righteousness that arises in Malachi. The Lord whom you seek in Malachi 3rd. Son of righteousness arises in Malachi 4th. One who's called the branch and called sunrider, Zechariah 3:18 and 6:12. Over and over again, my brother, the scriptures keep relating the same thing about one who comes suddenly to reveal the light the world has sought to obscure. That will prove so much the men called light still to be darkness, and that the rulers have in so many ways sought to establish institutionalities that will never tell the whole truth. Scripture says in that day that that one was revealed in his testimony. Then shall men know how to honor and praise Yah. The day that he should dry up the rivers or show men wisdom beyond the mindscapes of the rulers. Read yourself Isaiah 44:20-46:13. I'm just telling you to lay a framework for it, because it may well be that I have to spend a few days to explain this one. Same thing said in Revelation 16:12 about the one who's called King of the East. If we examine the scriptures closely, we know that it has to be Yeshua himself. Well, I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters, that the reason why in the announcement of Messiah, Isaiah 48:22, it says there's no peace to the lawless. It means there's no peace. There's only hypocrisy, partiality, pollutions. Treachery against a covenant, my brothers and sisters. I said treachery against a covenant. While men are forced in so many ways. To comply with the ways of the lawless and the wicked, to attain the goods of the land. Call them landlords for a reason. They lord over the land and can lord over all those who are upon it, who would receive anything from it. Well, you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the concept. There's a reason why, through what the kind we call the dark and the Middle Ages, the caste systems of Europe. They only wanted to grant power, my brothers and sisters, to those who controlled land. They didn't want anybody else to have any control of it. Thus causing all who would survive off the goods of the land to have to cater to the land owner, if you will, the land lord. The word lord also means owner. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Men compelled to walk after the standards of those who will not reason rightly with Yah. My brothers and sisters, that's a system that compels men to function after all manner of hypocrisy. Many times, even though the command is here, and also even to declare Israel, renounce it throughout all Israel, because Yah is one. Men oftentimes, the brothers and sisters, rather than seeking to tell the whole truth, they compromise it and even many times pervert and pollute it after the ideals of another. For the sake of what men might call relationships with men, But the apostle Shaul said, if any man preach any other word, as if it were the gospel, as if it were a word sufficient unto the kingdom of Yah, as if it were sufficient to transcend the various misrule of men. If any man teach a compromise, then he said, let him be accursed. Well, many times, my brothers and sisters, men seek not to declare or even seek fully what is the will of Yah, lest they be responsible to have to speak it according to the command. Discern it fully according to the command. Remember what the scripture spoke about the mark of the beast, Revelation? Yes, there's a need to go through all this. Talks about a system that is basically a resemblance and a representation of all the paganism and all the murder that was before. But in this case, in Revelation 13, says the system that, how about teaches a false concept of the Messiah, having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon, speaking false doctrine, my brothers and sisters, to cause all those who would worship Yah and not the irrationalities, the beastly, not only my brothers and sisters to be persecuted, but even to be killed. Well, I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. Rome murdered literally millions in the first centuries of the dispensation to silence those who knew the truth. And since the scriptures tell us that what arises after that is a false form of praise for the Messiah. Scriptures even tell us, my brothers and sisters, we read them closely in Revelation 13. We understand that it is just a continuation of the same ancient lies that despise the truth of the divine command. It's just a continuation, my brothers and sisters, under another name. Defiling the name of the Most High, misrepresenting the name of the Most High, seeming to be true to the Most High for those who never knew him. So much so, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says in the book of Jude that many will have to be convinced in the last day that what they trust in him was a lie. You need to read the first 15 verses of the book of Jude, small, short book. Get through it rather quickly if you seek the Most High to show you what all is there. Realizing, I will tell you now, the book of Yehuda, they call it Jude. To understand it well, it's good to read its immediate complement. Second Kefa, Second Peter, first third verses, the first third chapters. Much, much, much testimony, brothers and sisters, parallel. Each of them reinforce the other. Well, I want you to think about something. It's not so unusual to see that the scriptures, when it talks in Isaiah 24, calls the city, they put down T-Y-R-E, T-I-R-Y-R-E, it's pronounced like very much like Zoar, Soa. It's a merchant city. Think about it. Those who are merchants, my brothers and sisters, who seek to sell, oftentimes, think about what Galatians said. Oftentimes compromise an ideal to persuade a diverse many. They want to have something to sell, something to appease. Men of all kind of varying factions and ideals. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, when it comes down to doctrine and men do such a thing, automatically they forsake what would be oneness, reasoning truthfully after the will of Yah. He said, Messiah would say, come to Messiah, however. Messiah, however, would say to all the nations, the peoples who would awaken to be wise, to come to him and listen to him in silence. That they be renewed under strength. They discern the greater righteousness of Yah, even the truth of the whole world, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways is sought to hide. It's written in Isaiah 45, and just look around 45:15. They put down one who comes from the north and the rising sun, but it means one who is let's just say in his righteousness, let's just say his righteousness over the head of a lot of people. Not discerning. Not easy to discern the way of Yah. One who comes with the wisdom, my brothers and sisters, men have not exercised themselves to quickly comprehend. It really means one who comes suddenly, unexpectedly, whose righteousness has been concealed from men, whose light has been concealed from men like the sudden arising of the sun, to expose all the precepts of the rulers. But the Most High has looked and he said he saw none who declared truly all that is the gospel, meaning that what men have taught has been the counsel of men, the kingdoms of this world, not the kingdom of Yah. So Messiah comes anointed. It says in Isaiah 42, 1 through 4. Behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth justice to the nations. Same one who would say, in effect, when you read it, come, listen to me in silence. Let my people, let people draw near. Let them come together for judgment. How about come to reason together? At the conscience level, the Most High himself would bring to raise his people beyond all the folly of all the varying kings of the earth. It says he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth. The isle, the nation shall wait for his law. I said, wait for, seek after. How about my brothers and sisters also hearken to his law? For nothing else will be the salvation of mankind beyond all the travesties of men who call upon the name of the Most High in vain, or associate the holy name with a lesser standard, associate the holy name with polluted and defiled ideals. But the Most High never spoke. In fact, my brothers and sisters, all have called upon the name of the Most High to be blamed if they would call upon his name and would not be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to teach all things, both to themselves and all others. Where would be such an obstacle, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says in so many ways, those who would compel men not to seek all that is the law and the prophets, cause men to be deceived, seduced, or guilty even unto hellfire. Well, my brothers and sisters, remember what the scripture says I told you before in Galatians? Well, we preach another gospel. In other words, if it was the word of peace, as if it was a complete word necessary to appease the Most High, and that all the people be one, purity and completion offered from one choice. He said, if any man preaches any other word, let him be accursed. If any other word and calls it the gospel, so let it be accursed. Well, you got 45,000 denominations declaring that what they say is completion. Doesn't that tell you, my brothers and sisters, these are divisions by definition, or just a multitude of curses that divide the people, that in their pride, after so many misallegiances, they are not willing to reason for the Most High as one? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Think about what I'm trying to relate to you. Messiah said, ultimately, that while the wicked are in rulership, compelling men to walk after their unrighteousness, declaring it almost, you might as well say, illegal for the people to transcend or seek Yah, to transcend the unrighteousness of the rulers, the marks of the beast, the standards of the many Gentile nations provocative against the will of one. My brothers and sisters, in such a society where men seek to influence one another, seek relationship with one another after what is not friendship with Yah, my brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider how many have indeed partaken of the mark of the beast? The standards of those who are not reasoned fully with Yah together, to have the scripture says, be delivered to the sword rather than reaping the good of the land. I'm talking about Isaiah. How about reading around 110 through 20? Took it around what? 118 through 20? All needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters, because Most High doesn't want a vain offering. Anything less than all that he promised would be peace before him and unto his people. Gravitated, my brothers and sisters, is one in all things. He didn't say anything else, my brothers and sisters, would be acceptable unto his kingdom. But again, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 18th chapter? Mark of the Beast. 13th chapter, talking about the mark of the beast, mark on the brow and on the hands. It really means false teaching, my brothers and sisters, upon one's mind to cause them to bring forth false works, what the Most High is not pleased with. Most High said, who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High in Psalm 24? He who has clean hands and a pure heart and will not lift up his soul unto vanity nor swear deceitfully. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, you must have a pure knowledge of the will of Yah. Excuse me, that you perform that which pleases unto him, that you be able with a pure understanding to follow the Messiah and his instructions wherever he leads. My brothers and sisters, realize that a people that cannot follow instructions cannot function and cooperate together after a mutual sense of law, have not functioned truly in all things after the Holy Spirit. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's only after the Holy Spirit that all can be galvanized as one. Those who are true to that Spirit, when they hear the truth, there's something about it that will cause their minds and hearts to consider. I know for a fact, Spirit get a hold of you right and you hear the truth. Even if you then don't know how it connects at first, something about it will drive you continually until you begin to better understand. I had a little bit of time. I tell you how little small clues Most High gives. Hey, you told me if you know what's said and don't know why it's said, you missed the point. It gives you little small clues and you know you have to seek
90 seconds.
That's true. That admonishment. Do you find understanding in the form of this right manner? Well, I want to, in the nights come, y'all willing, to examine how it is. The scripture says that no man receive in this system because of his unrighteousness. No man may buy or sell unless he receive the mark of the beast, unless he become indiscriminate in his thinking, refusing to reason in all things true to the Most High, willing to sacrifice and compromise the will of the Most High, not being true to an oath unto him, for the sake of pleasing or appeasing, soothsaying the hypocrisies and the injustices of men. Understanding this, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that we should adamantly pray, diligently pray to the Most High, that righteous rule shall be established in the earth, whereby it shall finally be said that a remnant of Israel shall speak no lies, no compromise, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue in their mouths. Hey, strong, courageous to speak the truth, with none to harm or dissuade them. That will be fruitful, brothers and sisters, as you continue to talk about this. Till we speak again, brothers and sisters, it's been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. For listening. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Indeed, to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah!